Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right, The Drive is live, and we are live here on a Reaction Monday. And if you are on YouTube and Twitch, you can see Tyler's shirt.
What's it say, Ron?
It's a Victory Monday as well. Go ahead, T.
Let's
Mill.
Go!
Hey, you had that on in that Nashville airport this morning,
hell
didn't you? Coming
yeah,
back from
I
that
did.
Game. Yeah, baby.
Ooh,
I bet you peacocking through that Nashville
he
airport.
He packed that.
Oh, no question.
I have packed this shirt each of the last 4 years on these away game
not
trips
had it for you.
And have not been able to wear it until today.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm happy for you. I don't believe in curses. Never have. And clearly this is over. Tyler can now freely go to road games. Tyler, they had your ass on the ropes, though. I ain't going to lie to you, Tyler.
Oh, I was a bit nervous.
They had you on the ropes. All right, like, I honest to God, before Friday, I picked this to be a 27-3 type of ball game. I felt like they were going to destroy them, and I had no real worries about Tyler's curse. And then they're down 3-0 at the half. And then they come out, they're down 6-0.
Want to hear something real interesting?
I'm telling you, man, I was like,
The last time the Texans were down 3-0, shut out at the half.
Vikings.
Last year at the Vikings, which is the game I was at.
Last time.
I was freaking out when I heard that stat, man.
Woo. Yeah. Hey, I'm happy, though. Now we can let that go, right?
Hell yeah.
Everybody, all our listeners, you'll be just, you're good, right? Now that Tyler goes to a road game, wherever he goes next year, you're good. No curse.
Absolutely.
No concerns. The McNairs, you can chill out.
It's a great point.
They're texting people during the game, talking about get his ass out of there.
You might want to start getting me in there because I've been to the last two games, this Titans game away, one in a thriller. The one before that last week at home in NRG whenever they won that crazy-ass comeback over the Jaguars. And I'm going to be there when they beat the Bills on Thursday night. So get me in there!
I wouldn't go that aggressive, but hey.
Please.
Hey, Doc, you know Tyler was. When they caught that touchdown to tie it, I know, because I'm sitting there with my kids like, oh, my God, Tyler.
Good hell.
Oh, my God. And then we're sitting here 3rd and 16, and they got multiple timeouts, like 50 seconds left. And then Davis did what many quarterbacks should do. He just said, F it. Let me find my guy and just put it up there and hope he goes and gets it.
D-Mills gets it done.
And 12 hooked up with D-Mills in that thing. All right. Huge, huge, huge. They get back to 5-5. They are one game in the 8th spot, one game outside of the playoffs with Jacksonville, and they have that big 3-game stretch, which starts on Thursday coming up as they will play Buffalo, Indy, and Kansas City. I know you did the post game. I know you've watched this game. You've talked about it. Your feelings about what you saw last night in the 16-13 win that they won on the bus.
Well, look, they got it done. It wasn't ideal, obviously. A super slow start. And, you know, luckily you got a defense that can keep it low scoring and Then they came out in the second half and put some things together. And when it mattered the most, you know, Nico Collins, Davis Mills stepped up in a big way. Nico Collins makes a big catch, and the rest is history. So that definitely not how I would have liked to have gone. Had I been here Friday to give you a score, I don't think I would have got to 35, which, by the way, I don't remember my man's name, but wanted us to make sure that we
shouted
him out when he hit 35. I don't know that I'd have got to 35, but I'd have been a two score win in the mid to high 20s. That's for damn
sure. I had 27-3. I think B. Scott and Colin were both in blowout territory. So as you said, man, they pulled it out.
There's a lot of. I mean, look for.
Well, I can't wait to this tape drops tomorrow.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. But there's a lot to, you know. You look at the game, Ron, and I do think that there's a lot there to kind of sink your teeth in that gives you. It wasn't just a win versus a crappy football team. Now it was that. I'm not saying that they weren't that, but you look at kind of how these guys approach business the last couple of weeks. There's a little bit of hope in what we're watching that that at least offensively they do some things that seem to be making a little bit more sense. So there's a little something there to sink your teeth into.
We'll get and hear from the people in a little bit to see how they feel about things after that win yesterday on the road against the Titans. So we'll do that a little bit later on. They find themselves, they had to keep themselves alive, right? We said these last two games before they head into this big three-game stretch, they got to beat Jacksonville at home and they got to beat Tennessee, and they got it done. And now, short week, they got to play Buffalo. And we watched Buffalo. We watched Josh Allen go college or high school with six total touchdowns themselves yesterday against a good Tampa Bay team. And so that they've got it in front of them. And, I mean, you can almost look at it and say they can kind of control things. But they got to play player better than what they did yesterday.
Yeah,
they're not beating any of those.
There's no doubt with what they've got left on their schedule. I think they control their own destiny. I think it's sitting at 5-5. I think if you beat the teams that are ahead of you, which now there's a lot of them, but and they're pretty good, by the way. If you beat the teams that are ahead of
you
in the standings, you got them. They're still right there for the taking. I saw yesterday there was a graphic during the game that if the Texans had lost to the Tennessee Titans, their playoff chances fell to a 9% chance. With a win is a 31% chance to make the playoffs, which is significantly higher at 5-5 than I thought it would be, if I'm being completely honest.
The arrow's pointed
so
up.
The thing with where the Texans are sitting right now at 5-5, where they've landed is, this isn't a typical year where you've got some teams around you that are in the similar boat where, you know, they're middle of the pack teams. I mean, you're right now sitting in a real battle for that seven spot in a wild card with Kansas City and Baltimore.
Yeah,
I mean, you got some.
You got to win over Baltimore. Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, but there is some really potentially really good football teams that you're battling with. So a little bit of an odd year there where you're sitting in the middle of that three team arrangement for what probably is going to end up looking like for one spot in the playoffs. So. They're even with Kansas City at 5-5, still on the schedule. They're two back, the L.A. Chargers and the Buffalo Bills,
both
on the schedule in the future. And I believe they're three back, the Indianapolis Colts, with two head-to-head matchups. So, again, you've got – now, those are some good teams, some damn good football teams, potentially. But –
some of them are.
You've got it. I know you're chomping at the bit, but
I'm not
hard to hold it back.
Just to be honest,
some dangerous to really good football teams. Let's call it that.
There you go.
And the Texans ultimately, to your point, I mean, I think they control their own destiny of whether they get into the playoffs or not.
Yeah. Look, Davis Mills had himself another solid performance. We'll get to his grade as we do every week. Coming up in just a bit. By the way, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And I know you guys had some interesting conversations last night. 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this as well. But I know for you, you think potentially, even if healthy, right? And we'll get an update on C.J. Stroud coming up in a bit from the head coach, D'Amico Ryans. But you think even if healthy, Clint, that there is at least a potential serious conversation that needs to be had in-house on who should be the starting quarterback coming up on Thursday?
Yeah, I don't think it should be had. I think it is being had, and I think it's the smart and the safe thing to do right now is for them to sit down and figure out what's best for the organization on Thursday night. And now this is an organization. All this context matters. This is an organization that constantly preaches we are going to do what's best for the organization. And you look up at what's happened the last couple of weeks with the way the team, D'Amico's words, not mine, the way the team has finished and they weren't earlier in the season. You look at how D'Amico's words, not mine, how this team stays calm and it's fed by Davis Mills' ability to stay calm. Obviously, they've won. They've shown some life in two fourth quarters, one of them in a big way, and the other one just as you would hope. You know, so you don't have a broken team right now after 2 weeks. You've got a backup quarterback that has been in concussion protocol for 2 weeks. And I want to reiterate to everybody out there, it's like everybody thinks that just because he's not playing on Sunday, he's doing things throughout the week. The reason you can't get out of concussion protocol is because any level of physical exertion, you backslide with concussion symptoms. So we're talking about a guy that hasn't thrown a ball. We're talking about a guy that hasn't been in a pocket. We're talking about a guy that hasn't read defenses, that hasn't existed in that chaotic pocket. And it's a short week where you're going to get nothing more than maybe an accelerated walkthrough today and tomorrow. And so I think all of that said, and on top of that, you're talking about throwing a guy out there that has been on the shelf and putting him in harm's way that still hasn't gotten out of concussion protocol. So I think this is a little bit more of a difficult decision given all the context that we now have of who takes the field as the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans. If it were me, regardless of what happens this week with C.J. Stroud, I would start Davis Mills.
Oh, you would start him, even if C.J. is completely healthy.
I would start Davis Mills on Thursday night against Buffalo, and I would give C.J. Stroud 10 days to prepare for the biggest game of the year, which is Indianapolis.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's go. That's how I would do it. Now, I've also stood in a pocket, and I'm going to tell you this. There is when you are not involved for 2+ weeks, there's going to be a little rust needs to be knocked off early in the game. There's going to be potentially, not even talking about the concussion stuff. I'm just talking about not being in the pocket, not throwing. I mean, you're not going to throw routes full speed. He will have not thrown a route full speed to a receiver in 2.5 weeks if he plays Thursday night. That is a tough ask for a quarterback that's been on the shelf for 2 weeks to go in there against Buffalo in a short week and make it happen. So I would personally go with Davis Mills and give C.J. more than enough, which is 10 days.
713-572-4610. You heard Clint lay it out. Again, I don't think it's crazy. I'll let the cat out of the bag. I don't agree, but I don't think it's crazy. Obviously, as Clint just laid it out, it's a short week, and they're not gonna. Do you think they'll have any padded practices? Any?
No,
none at all. Not even tomorrow. Have any padded practices? So it's walkthrough practices. And your thought is it's 2 weeks, and he won't get any full speed reps in that time frame. To me, if CJ Stroud is healthy and cleared and is practicing tomorrow in what now are the biggest games of my season, I would want CJ Stroud in the game. I would think he gives me the best chance to win. And listen, we'll talk about Davis in a bit. Davis has done exactly what you would want from a backup quarterback, and probably a little bit more. Shown some poise and brought it back. I don't really care about the competition from the standpoint of what he was able to do at the end of games. But if CJ Stroud is healthy, and these are gotta have it games. To me, I said it Friday. I think for them to make the playoffs, they got to go 2-1 in this 3-game stretch at least. Of these 3 games, I would want CJ there. That's my guy. So I would want CJ there. But I don't think it's crazy where you're coming from on that.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.